During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, it's 8:40 on this Monday morning. We're joined right now by the Sheriff of St. Clair County, Matt King. Sheriff King, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
A lot of things to talk about this morning. Your Faith in Blue tailgate party is coming up.
Yeah, it's a great event. October 11th at 4 p.m. at the Port Huron High School Memorial Stadium. And we're partnering with the Michigan State Police, Port Huron Police Department, the CBP, and Operation Transformation for a gathering to celebrate, you know, the fall season, football, and just a great way for everybody to talk to people in the community who are community leaders, law enforcement, for watching the game. And we have a great way to get people there, free food. So come on out and have some fun and talk to law enforcement and other community leaders and have a snack before you go in to watch the game. And who doesn't like a nice tailgate, right?
So sounds like fun. October
11th.
Family
fun. October 11th, yes.
You got your donut event coming up as well?
Yeah, it's our third annual Donuts with Deputies. Yep. And it's a fun event. The first year it was outside. It was beautiful weather. And then the second year it almost doubled in size, but the weather didn't cooperate and we were inside. But this year we're hoping for good weather. It's going to be rain or shine. We'll make adjustments if we need to. October 18th from 5 to 7 at the sheriff's office. And just like it says, we have free donuts and cider, and then lots of different stations up and people from all different walks of life. We got the, you know, the health department, CMH, law enforcement, EMS, fire. And it's basically a trunk or treat. And it's a fun way, have the kids dress up, come out. It's a safe environment. And they can check out the sheriff's office, and we'll have our special response team gear out there. It's just a fun thing for the kids to do, trunk or treat, and have, again, another way to interact with law enforcement and other first responders in a fun way, and lots of smiles. My wife and I set up a trunk ourselves, and it's a fun event. It was an idea of one of the sheriff's office employees a few years ago, and it's been very successful, and I'm excited for another good year.
When you think about it, the sheriff's office and CMH and the fire, they all work together, right?
Absolutely, especially nowadays in the climate we are with public service needing to be answers to all problems when we get on scene, and we all help each other out in different ways, and that makes us better to help the public out.
I want to talk about Bullying Prevention Month, which is October, and that's a big issue, isn't it?
It is. Bullying Prevention Month is in October, and we know that people who are bullied at school have a harder time learning, have a harder time adjusting to day-to-day life, and sometimes act out in a negative way, but at the very least, instead of school being a fun education good experience, it's challenging and brings anxiety. So we want to encourage people to not bully. And obviously, I don't expect a bunch of grade school kids to be listening to 1380 in the morning. So I'm kind of talking to parents to refresh their memory, like, hey, let's talk to our kids about what to do, what not to do, and how to react to bullying. And obviously, don't bully, right? We could talk to our kids and tell them, hey, don't poke fun at kids because they're different. Don't let other people poke fun at kids because they're different, and take advantage of the fact that maybe, you know, you're a popular kid. And sometimes it's somebody with low self-esteem that's bullying because they're reacting to feeling, you know, like they're not measuring up. So it comes from everybody, the bullying does, and everybody can be bullied. And we just want to remind our children, hey, pay attention. Don't use bullying as a way to try to interact or be a part of a group. And don't let your friends bully, talk to them. And some of the suggestions we have is, you know, tell your friends, hey, that's not cool. Let's not do that. Or maybe throw in a joke that has nothing to do with bullying to interrupt that interaction. And if you feel like you're being bullied, you can do the same, right? You can walk away from the situation. You can say out loud, like, hey, I don't appreciate you bullying me. Make a joke, but tell a trusted adult about it, and that way they can get you the help. And it's not tattling, you know, it's not necessarily you want that other person to get in trouble, but an adult can help you out in how to work through it in a way, because, you know, ultimately we all get a little bit of shade thrown on us, bullied, and you can call it all different things, but the bottom line is we need to learn how to work through it in a way that is not destructive and in a way that doesn't bring anxiety to our children so they can enjoy school, learn, and, you know, get that self-confidence.
you know, we've talked about this before, bullying used to end at the end of the school day, and kids could at least go home and have a safe place where they would be free from bullying from their classmates. But now with social media, it just continues 24/7.
So true, Paul. I mean, like you said, when we got off the bus when I was a kid, and it sounded like the old guys in the back of the room, but you got off the bus and you were done, right? Whatever was going on with school, for the most part, unless you got your turn on the one phone that was in the house to call your friend. Right. But nowadays, everybody's got access to electronic devices, oftentimes have their own phone, and you want to make sure that you're monitoring your kids' phones. I tell you, I've done a lot of talks about keeping an eye on your children, maybe worry about drug use when they get older or access to inappropriate things, and that phone can be a good thing, it can be a learning tool and keep you connected, but it can also connect you to a lot of bad things and negativity. And I just suggest that you monitor the phones, you maybe put time frames when it can be used. I know you can do them on certain apps where, hey, at a certain time it shuts off, and make sure your kids are getting a break from that pressure, negative or positive, right? We know there's a lot of connection to depression and pressure and anxiety to children with those electronic devices. So monitor them. If you're talking to your kids, tell them about it. Make them aware. Like, hey, too much use of this app or your phone will raise your anxiety. It's scientifically proven. So let's help our kids out by helping to remind them or possibly controlling how much they use their phones.
All right. Good advice. Sheriff, always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.